Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 16 through 21. The Reverend Michael Myers preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 2 Peter chapter 1. For we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For when he received honor and glory from God the Father, and the voice was borne to him by the majestic glory, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased," we ourselves heard this very voice born from heaven, for we were with him on the holy mountain, and we have the prophetic word more fully confirmed, to which you will do well to pay attention, as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Knowing this, first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture comes from someone's own interpretation. For no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It's one thing to be deceived and to believe that lie so convincingly that you would suffer death rather than acknowledge the deception for what you didn't know it to be. It's quite another to be the creator of the lie and yet still cling to it, to the deception, to the point of suffering death on account of it. If given the choice, any rational person would choose life over death if they would simply come clean with the lie. In this way, the eyewitness accounts of the disciples make a very compelling argument for their truthfulness. All of the apostles, except for John, who died from old age, suffered a martyr's death over that which they witnessed with their own eyes. No other explanation makes sense. Any of them could have saved themselves immense suffering and pain if they had simply changed the stories, and yet they didn't. In fact, there's not a single account of a person who saw Jesus after the resurrection who blew the whistle to save themselves from persecution. The opponents at that time would have shouted it from the rooftops. And that's because they knew, the apostles knew with absolute confidence that Christ was risen from the dead and that he was the Son of God. They were eyewitnesses of his majesty. No deep fakes here or cleverly devised myths. It is real. Peter, James, and John were there on the holy mountain. They saw his glory. They saw Moses and Elijah. They heard the voice of the Father. "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." And those words booming from heaven and heard by the disciples, the prophetic word is fully confirmed. That is, the veracity, the truth of the Old Testament prophets is clear. It is confirmed in the voice and in the person and the work of Jesus as he fulfills those prophecies one after another, after another, after another, until the cup is empty. Amen, amen, I say to you, the same scriptures that came to them have come to you. Added are their testimonies, their eyewitness accounts, spoken as if from God himself, moved and carried along by the Holy Spirit. They point to Jesus. It all points to Jesus, the Christ, the one who was, who is, and who is to come. You, like those who have gone before us, that is, our fathers in the faith, would do well to pay attention. Despite the brightness of this particular moment, the darkness of our days has not yet passed. The devil still seeks to devour. He lurks, waiting for an opportune time, sometimes even out in the open, turning neighbor against neighbor, encouraging the questioning or even the rejection of authority. His fruit is screeching and screaming, violence and death, instead of repentance and forgiveness. Blinded by pride, we equate winning with being right. So win at all costs, whatever it takes to be the one who writes the history books in order to justify both the ends and the means, right? Wrong. Repent. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when all will be laid bare, when right and wrong will no longer be debated, but they will be judged. Even now, the axe is at the root of the tree. Repent and look to Jesus, author, perfecter, light divine, morning star. He comes with healing in his wings, with all honor and glory from the Father, as a light shining in the darkness. So he comes to seek and to save that which is lost. That is, you. He comes not by the will of man, but by the will of God. Of the Father's love, he is begotten. He is the brightest and best of the stars of the morning. To Jordan came he, our Lord, Jesus, once with sinners numbered. For us he was baptized, for us he bore, for us he shines forevermore. Fair and bright he is, the Savior of our fallen race. His heavenly light breaks forth and shines upon you, ushering in the morning, illuminating your mind and opening the way to salvation, paved with his precious blood. It is a great and mighty wonder that such a thing would be possible, and yet he has done it. The law and the prophets bear witness. The apostles too bear witness, and that prophetic word is confirmed. They have seen and believed, and yet blessed are you, for you have not seen and yet have believed. Soon, yes, soon the night will be ending. Morning will dawn and the King shall come. In the meantime, encourage one another. Not with empty promises or trite cliches, but with his holy word. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Forgive one another as God and Christ has forgiven you. For we ourselves have heard the great good news. It is sure, it is certain, and it is yours. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.